This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Fabulous tune there. Ollie Murs, Kiss Me. Many thanks to Jonathan and gorgeous Lizzie for a fabulous show. You're listening to FUBAR Radio, the UK's largest ad-free online radio station. My name's Mark Dolan, and with two hilarious comedians, I'll be eating the news after this.
Man's never been a marquee when it's shut down, eh? Trust me, daddy.
Down. Yeah, yeah. Link up, daddy.
All right.
Yo, tomorrow I'm gonna come scoop you, eh? We'll go to business.
Yeah, for sure.
Alright. Done, no?
My golly, he's an angry chap. This is FUBAR.
Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, as luck would have it, I'm Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan Eats the News. Let's keep this snappy. I'm insulin independent and have just had a Mars bar. It's absolutely fantastic to be here. I'm more excited than Prince Charles when the Queen gets flu. Now, a lot's been going on in the world since we last spoke. A man who bought a £50,000 BMW has discovered it was previously used by Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear. He was going to ask Clarkson to sign the car, but didn't want to get punched in the face. Princess Kate, the lovely Princess Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, attended the Royal Variety Performance earlier this week, sporting her late mother-in-law Diana's famous tiara. She looked amazing. Prince Philip offered the use of one of Diana's favourite cars as well, but she said, No, I'm cool. Thanks for asking. I'm good. Cheers. Sports Direct have been criticised for paying below the minimum wage and shouting at the people working in their shops. Who are these mystical people working in their shops? I thought I saw a staff member once, but it was actually a member of the public wearing a red t-shirt. I did ask them about a pair of trainers, and they gave me that cold stare you get when you've basically told someone they look like they work in a shop. And worse, a Sports Direct. Speaking of shopping, retailers have revealed that this year's Black Friday was the biggest on record. UKIP have a Black Friday. It's a different kind of event. Airstrikes have begun on Syria, and I've got to say, I'm all for it, and here at FUBAR, we're pro the airstrikes. And once they've sorted out Syria, I think they should do something about Wales. Have you been to Cardiff lately? OMG. In the wake of the terror threat in Europe, US visitor numbers to the UK have dropped by 20%. Strange. Last time I checked, the people with guns are in America. They're there in America with the guns. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has announced that he'll give away 99% of his shares in the company following the birth of his daughter. That's a cool $45 billion. You can see the baby thinking, "What the fuck are you doing, Dad?" A dog in the United States made a stir this week with a viral of him getting the bus without his owner. He's become so popular in America, he's now the only serious opponent to Hillary Clinton. Now, I love this one. A hot, attractive maths teacher got hearts racing this week when he posed topless on Instagram. My maths teacher did the same thing when I was at school. He's in jail now. And finally, a new study suggests women suffer from a feeling of sadness and depression after sex. Yeah, some of these gags sort of write themselves, really, don't they? Two men that have no such problems, I know, I've slept with both of them, are comedian and actor Dave Whitney and comedy writer and powerful, influential TV producer Les Keane. Gentlemen, welcome to Mark Dolan Eats the News.
Welcome. Yo. I'd say, we're on radio, so I thought I'd say that even though I'm a 50-year-old man.
I like it. You are so street. You're still edgy and you still have natural rhythm.
I'm quite a nice street. I would say cul-de-sac.
I tell you what a treat to have Les Keane on the airwaves, because here's the thing about Les. Les is a former stand-up comedian, Dave, but turned TV producer and star maker. And so to get you actually on a broadcast product is a rare thing, but you did used to do this for a living.
I used to do this for a living. Well, it wouldn't be for a living, would it? You wouldn't survive doing these radio gigs, let's be honest. invoice, Mark. But,
I beg your pardon. Have you not got your invoice? Oh, no, that's... Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes, I certainly did. It was a very enjoyable period
we
at the top
just,
of my life.
Here at Fubar, we just give you... Because we're in Islington and the drug-dealing capital of the United Kingdom, you just get a bag of Meow Meow on your way out.
I like it. I've just got a cup of tea. I'm very happy with that. I've also, like... This is quite a good producery thing you've done here. You sat me on a bar stool, which is so uncomfortable, there's no way I'm going to nod off.
Correct.
A little panel show tip here. If you want to get your guests in the panel show and you don't want them to fall asleep, and keep, just put, give them the most uncomfortable seats possibly imaginable.
It's
give them something comfortable.
Than cocaine.
Exactly. Uncomfortable chairs, much better than cocaine.
A bit more legal. Actually, David Letterman, so I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but apparently he had it in his contract as the producer of the show, because not only did he host it, but his production company made it, that the temperature in the room had to be 16 degrees. And that was just like, that's a deal breaker. And if that's not.
Did he test it sort of regularly, like every 3 minutes he's got a little pocket thermo?
He often interrupted his iconic monologue just to get his sundial out, just to really judge the thing.
Well, ladies, hey, 17 degrees, what's going on here?
Sundial to test the temperature.
Yeah.
I think Mark needs to go back to secondary school.
I do, yeah. A little bit, and get out of the 18th century, would look like.
Was that maths teacher you had that obviously put you off all of that? He didn't work it out.
I tell you what, I enjoyed the attention. Listen, guys, great to have you on board. Funny enough, we in no particular order, but we touched on the old Sports Direct thing here, because they are in the mire at the moment, PR-wise, because of allegations that they've been yelling at their workers through a tannoy, and people have like been publicly shamed, a little bit like your job, Dave, you know, where the feedback is instant. And also, that
to be honest, as a professional stand-up comedian, I've long thought that instant feedback should be in more jobs. You should be heckling bus drivers, lollipop women, you know, whoever you don't think it, just go up to them in the street and tell them what you think, because that's what people feel free to do halfway through my set. So
exactly, fair's fair. So let's have a bit of equality. The other thing that's been alleged about Sports Direct is that they've been using loopholes to pay below the minimum wage. Now we don't know. We don't have.
I don't think you don't need to be pulling at that thread, Mark.
That's it. But here's the thing about something like Sports Direct. You think, well, £9 for a Wilson tennis racket, which is obviously that's a no-brainer. Is it a price worth paying? Do we really care? Does anyone care?
I think there's nothing. They say they're being humiliated at Sports Direct. There's nothing more humiliating than in a Sports Direct T-shirt, is there? Going there, or even worse. Not that I believe anybody actually works there. Because I've wandered around those stores for hours on end in some sort of kind of impenetrable jungle of leisure trousers and never spotted any staff. If they are doing it on the tonight, that's because that's the only way they think they'll ever get hold of any staff that live there. They're like missing Japanese...
That live there?
Yeah, they live there. I think the next series of I'm a Celebrity, that's Get Me Out of Here, right, should be actually set in one of Mike Ashley's Sports Direct stores. You just stick them in there and they're going to find their way out. They could live there, live, you know, munch on cheap tennis rackets.
And protein bars.
Yeah, and hope they don't light a cigarette, because there's a lot of polyester in those
it's
shops.
Amazing that more of them haven't gone up in infernos. But you know, it is, as somebody's had a fair few terrible day jobs in my life, those people that are one rank above the sort of minimum wage guy off the street, they are the worst.
What
human
you mean
beings.
Like a Ryanair pilot, something like that?
Exactly. Yeah. They are the worst human beings on the face of the planet, aren't they? That are one rung up. They've decided that, you know, everything's bad in their life, but the one thing that they can do is kick the one person slightly less fortunate than themselves that is earning 20p an hour less than them. But I can imagine that it's only a matter of time before the film comes out, 12 years of Sports Direct employee.
Nice.
Strong.
Yeah. It's nice. I like that. But I don't think there's anything wrong. I think the tannoy thing is good, isn't it? I think the tannoy thing is a good idea. Yeah, because if, for instance, every couple of minutes somebody here was going, Dolan's, get on with it, this is fucking rubbish. That'll kick you up the back.
It's called Producer Will.
I like him. I like it as an idea. Also, might I postulate the fact that Mike Ashley probably does not care a one jot. Yeah, he's the Donald Trump. Yeah, of sports clothing.
He's not a billionaire for no reason. Ultimately, as consumers, I mean, look, so everyone is kind of watching. You've got mouths to feed, you've got kids, you've got all the rest of it. Dave, you're a comedian. No one's rolling in cash. Do we care about these value shops? Because the bottom line is, it's like, I don't know, Lidl and Aldi. If you buy a chicken which costs £4 or £3,
yeah,
you know, so the price has been paid somewhere along the line.
My wife and I have had a conversation this morning about buying. She said to me, this is tedious, said, should we get this squash racket from Sports Direct or should we just order it online? I said, Can you face going to Sports Direct? Because I certainly cannot face going there this time of year. You've really got to steel yourself. It's one up from getting to IKEA.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.